Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. The message is not getting across. Police unhappy with the number of violent drivers using their mobile phones. Full reports on the way. Pressure on St Mary's Hospital easing, and so-called war on drugs is failing. Those stories and more on the way.
The Isle of Wight Today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight Today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, there's work to get the message across. That's from police on the Isle of Wight, who say they're disappointed with the results of a crackdown on motorists using their mobile phones while driving. 16 drivers were caught on the Isle of Wight. There were more in other parts of Hampshire. Neil Staley, founder of the new I'll Drive Safe Remember EV charity, says phones are an easy distraction.
Even if the phone's put on the seat next to you, you know, most iPhones and phones these days have got a nice black screen. As soon as they get a message, they light up nice and shiny, and then your immediate reaction is to look around and look on your seat. Your eyes aren't on the road. You could have travelled tens of maybe hundreds of metres, depending on what speed you're doing. You don't know what's going to be in your way whilst you're not concentrating. So it's vitally important, obviously, to get that message across.
Neil Staley, founder of the new I'll Drive Safe Remember EV charity. Police say people's excuses, including looking at their phone for the time and denying that they weren't speaking to anyone. And you can read more on our website, iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio. Information for the Isle of Wight.
The Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg says a new report shows the so-called war on drugs is failing. The official government study, which compared policy in different countries, found drug use is not affected by the toughness of laws. Baroness Meacher chairs the all-party parliamentary group on drug policy reform, and she thinks jailing people for possession is destructive.
They'll almost certainly go back to their drug habit. Why? Because they've got a criminal record, and with a criminal record, it's very difficult to get your life together. Your friends have left you. You can't get a job. What do? You go back to your drug group.
Meanwhile, a separate report also recommends banning the sale of all so-called legal highs. Marion Stewart's daughter Hester died in 2009 after taking a lethal cocktail of alcohol and the legal substance GBL.
In that time, there have been as many crime prevention ministers as there have years, and it's been a really difficult journey. But certainly we do agree that people need help when they get involved with drugs rather than being penalised or criminalised.
In other national news this lunchtime, a report claiming child grooming's becoming normal in parts of Greater Manchester. Barry Weir has more.
They go for the girls with the rubbish family lives because they know they'll get away with it.
Some accounts contained in the report are shocking, as is the conclusion. Child sexual exploitation in Greater Manchester is the social norm in some areas. Labour MP Anne Coffey conducted the study.
I said, well, why don't you report it to the police? Well, they said there's so many men.
Some schoolgirls told her they were regularly approached by men on their way home from school. Nazir Afzal's from the Crown Prosecution Service and says things are improving.
In the last year, conviction rate that we have is the highest ever.
The study blames explicit music videos and sexting for making youngsters more vulnerable.
Barry Weir with the details. A national sperm bank has opened to help meet increasing demand for donors in the UK. The head of the new service, based at Birmingham Women's Hospital, says it will help single women, men experience fertility problems, and same-sex couples to build families.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
In other local news this lunchtime, pressure on the island's health system is easing, according to the Isle of Wight NHS Trust. Earlier this week, a number of routine operations had to be cancelled at St Mary's Hospital due to a high number of very poorly patients. The Trust says it is still busy and is asking people to seek healthcare advice via GPs or the 111 service where possible, and you can find more details online. Meanwhile, the new discharge lounge at St Mary's is being given the thumbs up by patients. The facility, used by people waiting to be discharged from hospital or admitted onto a ward, has a new purpose-built home at St Mary's. The Cowes Chain Ferry is still out of service this lunchtime. The Isle of Wight Council says it's due to a mechanical issue. We'll let you know as soon as the service resumes. There was a car fire on Fairley Road earlier this morning. A fire service spokesperson said the car was smouldering and a hose jet reel was used to extinguish it. A variety of companies, universities and employers are attending the Isle of Wight College today to give young people advice on potential careers. The Your Future event is taking place to offer young people who are coming to the end of their school days the chance to learn about the options available. Companies such as GKN and the likes of Rapa Nui are at the event talking to young people, as well as universities including Oxford and Cambridge. Economic Development Officer at the Isle of Wight Council, Chris Bramall, says it's a great opportunity for young people.
It's a good showcase for what the actual range of opportunities are here on the island. And I think we're aware of that, you know, when you're, say, 14 and, you know, looking forward towards the world of work, there's a bewildering array of choices to be made. And so what we've tried to do is put all those sort of eggs in that basket so that you can look at all the options that are available.
Meanwhile, Amy spoke to us at the event a short time ago.
Just looking for like what sort of universities I could go to and stuff like that, because I know what I want to do, but I just don't know how to get there. I want to do primary school teaching, and I've learnt like what sort of path to go down.
And the Your Future event at the Isle of Wight College runs until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Work to build a breakwater in Cowes Harbour is on schedule. A 350-metre gravel core is being reshaped and finalised before it's allowed to settle over the winter months. The breakwater is expected to be complete by October next year, and we're told it will help protect existing homes and businesses and bring jobs as part of the East Cowes regeneration projects.
Isle of Wight Radio. Sport.
Southampton are into the quarterfinals of the League Cup for the first time in 10 years. Graziano Pella was once again the difference. The Italian striker scored twice in a 3-2 win at Stoke. They'll go to Sheffield United in the last eight. Southampton have won 9 out of their last 10 games in all competitions, and Pella tells us they want to keep that form up.
It would be stupid from us to stop now, because we like to win. We have the quality to win every game, and then we have to keep going. The season is long, and we have to trust in ourselves. We have confidence, amazing team, amazing supporters.
Elsewhere in the League Cup, Premier League leaders Chelsea were drawn away to Derby, while Liverpool will travel to Bournemouth. Spurs play Newcastle after they beat Man City 2-0. And Shankly ladies are preparing for their final qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend, looking to get back to winning ways. On Sunday, they lost 2-0 to Southampton Saints. This weekend, they travel to Maidenheads.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally this lunchtime, a 20-year-old competition surfer says he accidentally stepped on a shark's head before it bit him off Australia's east coast. Ryan Hunt's recovering in hospital and awaiting surgery to deep cuts and puncture wounds to his left foot and ankle after he was mauled at Wallaby Point, 160 miles north of Sydney.
It swam up between my legs. I sort of had it in my hands here trying to stop it from biting again, like hitting it a bit, and then it eventually swam away.
There's more local news on our website this lunchtime, including how you can help the Royal British Legion sell poppies on the Isle of Wight. Head to iwradio.co.uk. That's the Isle of Wight today. I'm Matt White.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.